today's a very exciting day for Member Solutions, and hopefully if it's exciting for us, it's exciting for you as well. I want to just do a double check and make sure that Mr. Glenn Steers is with us today.
I'm here.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, everybody.
For those of you that do not know who Glenn is, and I would find that hard to believe because he is, I think, our number one web marketing expert in the martial arts industry. And I've known Glenn for a bunch of years and seen him really revolutionize how school owners look at their websites. And he's helped a tremendous number of people out there really put together an effective website that, you know, has great results. Glenn is the president of MA Sites, and many of you, I'm sure, have seen his advertisements and such throughout the years, and seen him especially at trade shows, and know that he's a super great guy and willing to spend as much time with people as necessary to help them out. And it's one of the reasons I like Glenn so much, and that's sort of how I met him many years ago. Glenn is here today to talk about websites and how to effectively market on the internet. And it's such a very, very important tool for school owners. So, Glenn, why don't you take a few moments and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and get us up to speed.
Well, sure, and I heard... I heard J.D. there. Hey, J.D.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. First of all, there's going to be some people here who are already our customers or our clients, some who aren't, some who use a different service, some who have no Internet service. So I know I'm going to be talking to a varied group of people with all kinds of different levels. Those who have their act together, like J.D., are on their way there. Hang tight, because some of the stuff I'm going to talk about early on is going to sound very basic and rudimentary. I ask for your patience. I'm going to get into some more advanced guerrilla marketing information. I'm also going to get into some new features that will be real exciting for the veterans. So for everybody, hang tight. I know this to some is going to sound real basic at the beginning. My experience with the web started 10 years ago last November, and I at the time ran a marketing company, and I discovered the internet, and I for some reason was not able to go to graphic art school like I had planned. So I thought, what a cool thing, I could build websites and I don't even have to have a degree, because there's no schools teaching it, and I just go on the body of my work. So I would have this marketing office, I would send everybody out, and then I would go back in my office and I would build websites, and it was just a joy, and I enjoyed doing it. But back 10 years ago, people didn't get it. People didn't know what a website was. And most of my time I spent arguing with people, you know, why they needed a website. 10 years later now, I don't have to mount that argument. Everybody knows that they need a website. And so my background is that I've got 10 years of experience doing high-level websites for Fortune 500 companies. We did e-commerce, and then starting 8 years ago, we started to develop martial arts sites. It launched in 2002, 5 years ago, and now we have hundreds and hundreds of schools all over the world who are using our product. And so today I'm going to share my website experience. I'm going to share some particular detail about our product and some exciting news. If I can go forward and tell them some information.
Absolutely. I'll interject one thing before you go and do that. Some of you who are on the call may have been exposed to a survey that Member Solutions performed sort of in the last quarter of 2006. And we just wanted to really get a strong understanding as to which of our clients had websites, what kind of website did they have, if they didn't have one, why didn't they have one. And, you know, we found results that we were sort of expecting, and that was similar to what Glenn had said, that, you know, today people realize it's important to have a website. Almost like 10 years ago, it was important to make sure you had something in the yellow pages. So we found that a good number of our clients had websites, but what was interesting was that a good number of them had sites that were put together by students who, you know, claimed to be somewhat of an expert in the area, and it was, you know, somewhat of an inexpensive way to do it. But then, you know, realizing that sometimes it takes whatever time to do updates and things of that nature, so we saw that there was definitely some help that was needed. And we, through this process, really strongly felt that we needed to provide a solution to our clients. So that's what we're all about, is finding out what you guys need and providing something that will give you the kind of results that you're looking for. And you know, there was really no better company after our research than to work with than looking at what he's accomplished, we basically aggressively pursued a very strong relationship with Glenn, and I'll let Glenn share the good news.
Yeah, actually, we were under some contractual obligations to that kind of gagged us from sharing this, and actually, Member Solutions and Martial Arts Sites will separately and then jointly give a press release. But I'm proud to say that I can announce that Martial Arts Sites is now a Member Solutions service, and I am a employee of Member Solutions and the director of web marketing.
Oh.
So now you have as part of your cadre of services a web specialist on staff. So, and all of the services that we offer through Martial Arts Sites will be integrated as much as we can with your software and your services. So our goal is to create a completely integrated system where your web and your software and your billing and everything else is integrated in one place. So that I'm pleased to announce that. So you're the first.
And that's inside information here. We haven't.
Yeah, you're the first to know.
You're the first to know. We haven't put together the press release yet. We're just coming off of putting the relationship together. So we're real excited about it. For those of you that can stay on towards the end of the teleconference, Glenn's going to take those of you through a demonstration. You might have seen in the email that we had sent out, if at all possible, to have an internet connection available so you can actually see exactly what we've put together. And it's quite phenomenal. But let's get down, you know, one of the reasons for the teleconference is so that regardless, you guys walk away from this meeting with more knowledge in a particular area. So it's very, very important, regardless of what you decide to do with your website, that you leave with more education and a bit smarter in this area so that you can make better decisions for your business. So let's get right into it, and let's start real basic. As you said, Glenn, why is it important for a martial arts school, 2007, to have a professional website presence?
Well, that's a great question, and that's of course one I've been answering for years. First of all, I'm glad that you said professional, because there's a difference between a professional website and one that a student built for you. The obvious one is the word professional, and that's always indicated or implied that it's going to make you money. And obviously, when your student builds your website, even if they're really good, at best you're going to have an online business card or just a billboard, because unless this student is on staff and in your office working day in, day out to keep things fresh, it's going to be a labor of love to get this person motivated. And I've always hated to have a student who's supposed to look up to you to be the go-to guy for what's really the most important marketing tool for a martial arts school. I'll say that again. Your website is your most important marketing tool. Why would you let a student run your most important marketing tool? To that end, there's a number of things that a student usually can't do. Now, some students, they're accomplished, but very few are programmers. And unless you're a programmer, you can't get things like an easy admin area where you can go in and make quick changes, a place where you can add a page at the snap of a finger to announce school closing because of snow. You can't have a student build a facility where you can send out email blasts to all your students or your staff, or build password-protected areas to your site so that your weapons team can log in and see information that only they should see, or that you can offer a black belt area that only your black belt club members can see. this is almost impossible for your student to program. And if they can, chances are they're really popular with a lot of other people who are paying them money instead of just exchanging for services, and you'll have a hard time pinning them down. They also can't program in lead capture and lead management and newsletters. And one thing that I'm going to announce that we're launching with the announcement of our merger is that we're going to be offering media upload page where you can upload CADAs and forms and have a page that shows and demonstrates things, MP3s. You can upload PowerPoints right to your web pages. You can do podcasting now on your website, so you can do a weekly podcast to your students. These are things that, apart from just the flat website, your student can't do, and why would you want them to do it anyway? So that, plus the email capability, we offer you email accounts. We have search engine submissions, which is critical, and I'll get into that later. But these, it's very important that you not only have a website, but one that's run by a professional. And if it's not us, it needs to be a professional company. And I tell you, if you go to a professional company, it's not going to be a reasonably priced product like we have for you right there.
Well, you know, you said a couple of interesting things. And one of those things jumps to my mind, because I'm not 100% familiar with all the benefits of a website. And I think a lot of school owners really don't know today how much is really available to them and what they could accomplish with their own site. Some of the features that you've just described, you know, I think a lot of people think, well, that's just for big, huge companies. And so when their student comes to them and says, yeah, I got Microsoft Front Page and I took a class, you know, in essence, that person becomes the expert in their eyes because they figure, well, hey, the student must know a lot more than I know. And I can certainly understand that point of view. So, you know, on that note, Glenn, what are the critical things that a school owner should include in their website?
Well, obviously, when you come to, for those of you who know our product, then this is something that you've already experienced. For those of you who don't, when you go through the sign-up process, you've got a completed website with content in less than 10 minutes. And obviously, the goal from that point on is to change three things, and that's the content, your domain name, because we'll give you a temporary one, and your actual design. We ask that you customize it, and JD has that as well. And I'll show his site to you later because it's really nice, I think. But one of the important things that you need to have on your site, and this is critical, even if you have a student who's doing it, you have to make sure that you have a landing page that's not overwhelming with content. You should have a little bit about your school. You should have some information about the style that you teach. That's really all you should have on the front page. And then you should have an additional About Us page, because keep in mind that a website is not a brochure. People think that a website should be an online brochure. A brochure has a lot of information. Believe it or not, a website should have less information. And a person is going to judge your school in less than 7 seconds. They're going to make a judgment between you and the competitor. Okay, so your front page has to be attractive and simple and with easy navigation. That being said, you've got to have contact information, a clear button that says Contact Us that takes you to how you can get a hold of you, where you're located, a link to directions or a map. You have to have a staff page, because with martial arts, people want to connect with a personality, and trust me, a lot of you are personalities. And that is what's going to gain confidence that your past experience is going to be giving their child or give them the confidence to move forward. You have to have your hours of operation. They don't know when to call you if they don't. You have to have some information about your programs. This is key. Now, I'm not saying you should teach anything online. There should be really instruction online. And this is a good time to really back up and explain to you the two reasons or the two purposes of a website. And if you keep in mind in front of you, you know, if you use our service or if you use another service, but you've got to understand there's two purposes for a website, and if you always understand this, you'll never make a mistake and put the wrong thing on your website. The first one is to acquire students, is to get new students. And I don't want you to make the sales opportunity online. You tell them just enough to pique their interest so they come in. And we have things on our service that you can create a free trial coupon that they can print out and come in with. There's a lead capture form so that they can inquire and you can contact them. But the main goal is to sign up students. The second goal is for you to keep the ones you have. It makes no sense to keep getting students but lose them at the back door. So if you can retain them and keep adding to those numbers, this is how you grow your school, and you will find that your website is your number one marketing tool. It'll be on everything that you use to market, and I'll go into that later. So again, you need to have a contact page about us with brief information. Don't bore them with all the details. If you have to give them all the details, link to another page with all the details, because people will probably not even go there. Have information about your programs. If you have a photo gallery like we do, upload pictures of people having fun. People, you know, create an environment. Here's the mindset. For people who don't belong, you need to have them look at your website and say, I would like to be a part of that culture. And for those who already belong, you want to have a place so that they can send it to their friends and say, I belong here. Isn't this cool? And that is the mentality that you should have.
And if you're giving them too much information on the website, you know, what reason do they actually have then to contact you? They can almost make their decision by looking at the web, and we all know that it's still important for them to have personal contact in that sales process.
Yeah, actually, Joe, you're in sales, I'm in sales, all of you on the phone are in sales. And, you know, it's very important to realize, and you all know this, that, you know, you only give them enough information for them to pique their interest. The more information you give them, the more they feel qualified to make a decision. And you don't want to have them make a decision without your guidance, because you can't handle objections.
Moving on to costs, okay? You have a website for your school, and now you've got to get people going there. And in order to do that, you have to market. As soon as you mention marketing, it means money. You have to spend some money, spend money to make money. What are some ways that our clients can promote their website that's cost efficient for them?
Well, first of all, for those of you who don't know, and there's some here that I know, because I know who you are, you have very effective websites, and there's some who I don't know if you have one at all. But here's the key. If have you heard the old saying, if you build it, they will come? It's the field of dreams thought, right? That is so wrong, because I can't tell you how many people build this gorgeous website, and I go look at their stats, and they get like 3 hits a day, all right? Now, it's one thing to have a great, effective, smartly done website with all the tools, but it does nothing for you unless you build it along the information superhighway. And how you do that is there's two main ways in which you market your website. And please, if you know, everybody on this phone call should be taking this down. There's two main ways to get the word out. One is globally on the Internet. Now you say, well, I don't care about how somebody in Topeka sees my website. But, yeah, the person in Topeka might be moving to your town. And how are they going to find you, check you out, and, you know, and in essence stalk you before they even move there if you don't have a findable website, which means you need to be on the search engines. Now, the good thing about our service is one of the things included in our monthly service, and by the way, all the packages are under $100, and that's hopefully under the cost of one student. And if you guys are charging less than that, we have some cheaper packages. But my thinking is if you're charging less than $100 per student, you need our highest package to get yourself going, to get more students in to pay for your stuff. But here's the deal. You're exchanging one student for your number one marketing tool, and included in that is your website, your email, search engine submissions, and free support. Now, search engine submissions we do for you on a monthly basis. We submit you to all the major search engines and link lists. If you go in right now to a search engine on Google and look for websites for martial arts, we're number one. If you look up karate websites, I think we're number one. But we have dominated that because we've been doing it for ourselves for the last 5 years. The longer we're doing it for you, the more you will rise in the search engines. And so the goal is, and this is the search term that you should check, and get back to me if we're not getting you in there, because we'll help you get it higher, karate in your town, comma, state. You should show up in the top 10. Now, if you've just joined us and you've been with us for less than 4 months, it might take 4 months or more to get in there. But that's one of the things that we do for you. There's other things you can do on the Internet for yourself that will help you get on the search engines, but it's very important that you handle the first segment, which is Internet marketing. If you're a customer of ours, we'll do it for you. The second thing is guerrilla marketing. you've got to do good local internet, or, sorry, website marketing of your school. Every time you do a marketing piece, whether it's in the Penny Saver, whether it's a door hanger, whether it's on your T-shirts, your business cards, your website's domain address must be on everything. Here's the first thing that you've got to have it on, your voicemail. The hardest thing for you to handle is a call. When a call comes in and you're on the mats teaching and you've got a student or a helper answering the phones and the big question comes, how much does it cost for classes? Are you sure that everyone who's answering your phone is trained on how to handle that question? Well, guess what? If they call in, you can tell them, don't answer it. It rings through the voicemail and says, welcome to my school. We're currently teaching classes or closed, but go to our website at da-da-da-da-da-da.com for more information. Then you're passing your lead off to an acceptable handler because you've controlled that environment. And that is working for you 24/7. So someone call from a different time zone. Now, also, a lot of schools don't open until 3 or 4 in the afternoon, so all morning long they're trying to call you. Your voicemail is giving out that critical information. It should be on a placard that's on your front desk so students and students' parents can see where to get information. It should be posted on your bulletin board. Our website is ba-da-da-da. And it should be easy. I'm taking such a short amount of time for things that I could spend a lot of time on. But your website address should be easy, succinct, and ideally you should have two addresses. One is your school name, .com, because that is your identity. You have to protect it from people who might steal it. And the other one is your towncarate.com. Even if you teach Aikido or something else that's not karate, you have to use a karate because that is the acceptable verbiage, and that's how your search terms will go through the roof. So use, let's say you're in Tampa, tampacarate.com. If tampacarate.com is taken, get tampacarate.net. We'll help you market that. So it's very key that you have your name on your school bags, on your jackets if you have them. Everything you have your name on, put your website address. That's critical. At some point in time, I'll go into a lot more detail. Obviously, I haven't got much time here. But here's a great idea. Here's two great ideas. One, this is every school, if you have a storefront, you must have your schoolname.com in the window. That's critical. If you don't, rush out. It's probably less than $50 at a sign shop. Have it done in reverse so that it's on the inside of the glass. If you don't have glass, have a sign. But when people drive by or walk by and they look in and they're curious, guess what? 9 out of 10 times they will not walk in. But if they can remember your address and go look you up, it helps warm them up to coming in saying hi. It's very critical. That's idea number one. Idea number two, and I got a lot more. Idea number two, you've got staff members who drive. Go out and spend $100 and you can get like 3 pairs of magnetic signs. The signs should have your logo, your name, and your phone number, but very clearly your web address. If your web address is so long that it can't fit on a sign for a car, that's a good sign. It's way too long. It should be much easier to read and understand than a phone number, unless you have 1-800-555-KICK, which is hard to get. It's much easier to remember a website address than a 10-digit number. Put that on the signs. Give it to your staff and say, here, put this on your car when you drive around. If they balk, say, look, I'll give you $10 of gas money if you drive around with these on. All right? If you have some really enthusiastic students or parents of students, say, look, I'll give you a little break off their tuition if you keep these on your car. And they go through the school line to pick their kids up. Guess how many parents are eyeballing your sign with your phone number and your web address? These are just a couple of ideas. At some point in time, I'll get to a whole bunch more ideas, but these are things that are cheap. For under $100, you can get your word out there, send them to their website, and there, if you have a proper professional website, it capture their information or inspire them to print a coupon and come in and see you.
Well, Glenn, so then basically to review, because that was a lot of information, I know that you can go off and spend an hour on each of the categories for sure. So you have the internet marketing, which is included with the product, basically everyone who has a website has some monthly fee. Well, now the monthly fee would include this aspect of marketing, which is the search engines, which is extremely critical. I know I'm always on Google doing searches for things, and I could tell you with my limited time, I'm not even looking at anything beyond the first page.
Right.
You know, I'm not even clicking beyond that. So it is very, very critical for today's busy world for you to be right there. And for, you know, going to page two is an extra click for someone. They might refine their search before they even click on a second page, I think. So that's great. And then you mentioned a lot of things that if you're doing T-shirts already, it doesn't cost that much more to just make sure your website is on there. If you're running an ad, it doesn't cost anything to make sure that your website is on there. And so these are all things that, in many cases, money being spent, but you know, you might be overlooking the website. So those, I agree, are extremely cost-efficient ways to promote the website. Let me ask you this. What are some ways to use the website to grow the school? Now, you talked about from a marketing standpoint, you know, how about, you know, not only for potential students, but even for current students, because, hey, retention is about growing the school, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all about getting your website to be the destination point for all information that flows from your school. And then once people are trained to go there, then you will have their attention and you could push things to them or announce things that you'd really, in the past, would have to wait for them to show up to pick up a flyer. How many of you print out flyers and then or have to do mailings? I mean, that's really costly. And it's really so 20th century, you know, we really are in a place now where information is all being pushed through the web. One of the interesting things about the internet now is that you can really have a virtual business on the internet. Now, it's important that you understand that I'm not an advocate of teaching on the internet, doing classes on the internet. I'm all about using this as a place that reinforces your experience in your school. And so to that end, most of you have a black belt club, and there's probably a premium to join the black belt club. These are people who are serious, who come every week, who are focused on the goal of becoming a black belt, and as such, you're probably charging them more money, and they're probably in a more elite club. Well, one of the things that we can do on our websites is we can do password-protected pages that allow you to put, you know, more elite content and more, quote-unquote, secrets of the arts that you wouldn't let your normal students or the public see. Give these each one of these students a login, and when they log in, their website will be completely different than what your normal student will see. So this is something that, and they go in, they look and see what's new, and shortly we're going to be coming out with a section where students can have an online profile, and kind of like a MySpace Lite. It'll be very controlled on what they can do so parents don't freak out. But we're going to be offering ways for students to interact with your websites that's going to draw them there. Plus, you can do things, and of course I'm always very cautious about posting things on the internet because of concerns of legal liability, but, you know, a Student of the Week campaign, we've had so many schools who've run this successfully, and of course you need to be careful about posting pictures or putting ages or anything critical about them. Some schools just put the names up there and a bio. But you know what? It's so exciting when a student sees that they're the Student of the Week. And they can forward that link off to all their school friends. Guess what? What great built-in promo is that to have this student in excitement tell all his friends, look at me, I'm on the web. Guess what their parents are going to say? Hey, that school's pretty cool. Would you like to go check it out? Not only that, but that student is locked for life. And that's one of the things you can do. You can post, as I said earlier, we now have the ability to upload katas and four forms. We have the ability for you to upload your curriculum, your belt tests, and your belt testing. Now, with the ability to upload PDFs, you can put all your forms for your tests online. We have e-commerce, so you can actually make one of your e-commerce items paying for test day. So you can go up, they can download the form off your website, and then they can go pay for it on your website. So the more that you move people who are already students to using your website as the information hub of your business, the more you can push information to them. Then you can say, bring a friend and get a month free, or bring a friend, and, you know, so you can promote to your existing students things that will help them advance in their own studies and would possibly encourage them to tell other people. Have a contest. Person who brings in the most friends. And you know how they do that? They can have a page on the website that they forward to their friends. So I can go on, and again, I have a time restriction, so I can't get into much detail. Sometime I will come back and I'll do a whole section on web marketing, and I'll have pass outs and information. But it's only limited by your imagination. I've got a school in Wesley, Florida, or Wesley Chapel, Florida, and the owner of this school is taking web marketing to a new level. In fact, he's teaching me some stuff, so I told him, write everything down. Once he does, he's going to kind of codify all of his information into a document. But if you search Wesley Chapel, Florida, just the town, he comes up like number one. So, you know, if anybody in his town searches anything, I mean, even if you search like Wesley Chapel, I don't know, Toyota, his school comes up number one. I said, now you might want to be careful there. You might get some people mad at you. But, you know, there are some really easy and free guerrilla marketing techniques to get you up in the search engines and to get your name out there. And, again, the key is have – on the web, on the Internet search engine, it doesn't matter how long your name is, because once you come up, they can click a link and it could be a long name. But for local marketing, it's so important that you have a name like RifkinProKarate.com. How's that for a little plug, JD? In fact, if you have Internet access, go check that out. That's his website, and we just did some modifications on it. But, you know, you've got to have a web address that is easy to say, easy to tell, and easy to remember. And if your students can't tell their friends what that is, then unfortunately it's going to make it harder for you to get the word out. So it's very important that you have an easy, clean name that you can put on all your material and that you'll own. And by the way, if you get a name with us and you ever leave our service, you own that name. That's your name. You own it forever. So, and we'll also consult with you to help you come up with a name that's best for your service or for your school, actually.
Well, Glenn, that's a tremendous amount of information. We've made pretty good time. I have I'm going to ask one more question and use up the last couple of minutes before we get into having you show some of our clients. Hopefully they've seen from the email to have some Internet access available, some questions and answers, and that sort of thing that we typically do on these calls. But this popped into my mind as I try to put myself into my client's shoes and think about what you've talked about today. Let's say I'm excited. I'd like to learn more, get involved, grab a Member Solutions website. Everything sounds good. I know you're going to take us through and show us the different aspects of the site, which I hope will certainly energize our listeners even more. But here I am. I have a website already, Glenn. I have, you know, my students have been running it for me. I have content. I have pictures. And I kind of, you know, and I just finished it last week. So I'm finally done with it, and now I have to start over. How easy is it for me to go from where I am to now grab this other website with Member Solutions? What's involved there?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, there's three things. In order for us to give you a complete website in 10 minutes, obviously we're going to fudge some things. Not that it's not a great thing to start with, but, you know, we're going to give you something like, you know, if your style is Kung Fu, it might be kungfusites.com/, you know, Bob's.
This is the temporary you were talking about?
This is the temporary when you first sign up.
Right. So then, because I might already have a pretty good domain name that you would approve.
So if you do, then we just can flip it. And once you decide that you want to go with this, now obviously we give you a 30-day trial. I think we're going to do something special with that this afternoon. But in your trial, if you say, you know what, I want to stay with you guys, we'll point your name to that website. The second thing is the content. And obviously, you know, we couldn't possibly guess all the content that you would want, but we give you content that's good and that's a good starter. I use the analogy that you say to somebody, can you write me a letter of reference? And I would say to them, and I've done this to my employees, yeah, but you go ahead and write it, and then I'll just make it right. So that's what we've done. We've written the content, and now you go in and make it right. And then the third thing is, and this is the thing that a lot of schools don't even do. They use our standard templates or designs. We want them to go in and customize it, like JD did, and add your logo, and add your personal flair to it. So what if you've already created a website, then you've already done that piece. So if you come to us and like our engine, we can take your skin, as it were, and put it on our bones. So that is, so then you can say, hey, that part's out of the way. The content's pretty much cut and paste. So if you wanted to, if you have existing content, which of course, as I said earlier, is one of the hard parts for people to come up with, you just cut your existing content and put it in. Probably less than half a day you can get it all moved over. And you know what? Our staff, a lot of times, will just help you do that for you.
Now I'm going to tell you, I cheated a little bit with that question because I kind of knew the answer. We were in Atlantic City for the Action Martial Arts trade show and banquet a few weeks ago. And my partner, Jeff Cohen, who has really been working with you hand in hand on this project, has, you know, basically knows it inside and out. And he was demoing it for one of our clients, really more under the MA Sites branding. And, in watching this, I was absolutely amazed. It was really the first in-depth look I had at the website, and I was just incredibly impressed with the amount of content. You kind of played that a little light, but I was impressed with the amount of content that was there, because I find that would be the hardest thing. It's like, okay, I got to get content in there, and if you're designing a website, it's nice to be able to have something that's good already there, and then I can go in and manipulate it. And in this particular example, the clients already had a website. I was kind of almost acting like them. They've already put time and energy and money into it. And when Jeff had walked them through how easy it was to copy-paste the material from their site and dump it into their newly created site with a temporary domain, they had their mouths open. So I was really impressed by that. So I kind of cheated because I knew the answer to the question, but I knew that that's what our clients would be thinking about, because, you know, nowadays it's rare to find someone who doesn't have a site, but it's certainly not rare to find someone that needs their site radically changed so that it can produce the results that you were referring to earlier in the call.
Well, here's the philosophy that we went on. Obviously, our years of experience had taught us a number of things that were we identified the five obstacles to having a website, and those were time, money, programming experience, design or artistic experience, and lack of content. And so our system in less than 10 minutes addresses all of those things. And on the expertise part or piece of that, we said our chant or our mantra the whole time was, make everything that they have to do easier than ordering a book on Amazon.com. Because 5 years ago, that was the thing, you know. So every time we said, let's add a new functionality, I was the one who kept saying, nope, it's too hard. Make it easier. Nope, it's too hard. So actually, when you go in our back end and you use our system, it's so easy that even a martial arts sensei, even an instructor can use our system. But you know what? Even your secretary can do it. And that student that you're afraid to hurt their feelings if you take the weight apart, let them do the updates if you want to. But know that you can too. And know that you're not limited to having that student do it. Here's what's nice. You know, we had one school that is up in Minnesota, and they had a snow closing. He went in less than 10 minutes, created a new page, made it the first page on his link, put a link to it from his homepage saying school closing, and then did an email blast to all of his students with the link in there saying important news about classes tomorrow. He did it all in less than 10 minutes and said, you know what, I don't even have any programming experience. I did all this by myself. So you know, it's about allowing you to do what you do well, which is run your schools, but having at your disposal a tool that's a very powerful tool. There's lots of things I didn't go into, obviously. There's lots of things that you can explore and learn about. But here's the deal, and I'm sure that you can all appreciate this. A tool is only as good as the person who uses it, if they use it. So we'll help train you on how to use it. It's not that hard. We have very low support needs. People who've used it, who are on the phone right now, will tell you it's very simple. That the most questions we get asked is, what's my password and username? But if you don't exploit it, and I'm not even talking about just the actual website, you need to promote it everywhere. You need to get the word out, because like a house that's built in the woods, the only people who are going to find it is if you build big signs, and everywhere you go, who's ever traveled to Florida on 95? Does everybody know about South of the Border? And because the last couple hundred miles before you hit it, there's signs every few miles, and people giggle and laugh, and then you go there and realize it's the biggest waste of your time. But people go there, and they're still profitable because of the signs. And that's what you need to do, is make sure that you put up signs to your website, in your materials, in your advertisement, in your ads, in your if you do radio ads or TV spots. Everything you do must have your web address, and it must be easy to remember, easy to say, and easy to tell.
Well, Glenn, it's I got some really good knowledge out of today's call and some reminders of things that we've talked about. We talked a little bit in the beginning about your background. We talked about Member Solutions and MA Sites are working together now, and that you're part of Member Solutions. I'd like you to give our clients your email address. What we're going to do is we're going to end the recording part of the call now, and then from this point forward is the special extra information that our attendees who have attended live will receive, which will include a demo. As long as they have internet access, they can also ask some questions about their own site, and you'll also go into the special arrangement that we've made for those who've taken the time to come out and spend some time with us today. And I'm also going to invite my partner Jeff Cohen onto the call, since you guys have been working hand in hand. I think Jeff will be able to offer a lot more assistance to you and our clients than I would. So he should actually be on the call now.
I am. Thank you, Joe.
And Glenn, thank you so much for a fantastic presentation. And I am also going to turn off the lecture mode, so we'll give our clients the opportunity to be heard. So unless you guys are speaking, if you wouldn't mind using the mute button on your phone, and that'll cut down the background noise and make it a lot easier for everyone to hear. So thank you for everyone for coming out. I turn it over to Jeff and Glenn. Have a great day, and thanks so much.
If you haven't ended the recording, which you probably have.
I haven't ended it yet.
Okay. Don't end it yet. I want to give out my address.
Oh, sure, yes.
gsters@membersolutions.com. And that's how you can email me directly with a question.